The next patient is Kimberly Hanifen. The last name is H-A-N-I-F-E-N. First name is Kimberly. This is the clinical case of a 53-year-old white female that is originally from Kentucky, who moved to Florida last year. The patient was referred to the office because of the frequent passage of kidney stones and hematuria. Period. The past history goes back to 220. That was the time where she had the first episode with the right UP junction calculus and associated hydronephrosis. Lithotripsy and retrograde were necessary to remove that stone. The kidney stones continue to be present frequently, but the episodes that were successive happened in November of 23 and the beginning of 24. The patient has passed more than eight stones in that period of time. We decided to order the kidney stone analysis in the urine, and the first thing that we noticed is that the total volume of the urine was 1.1 liter. Which is pretty close to oliguria. The excretion of calcium was slightly elevated. And the relative supersaturation of calcium oxalate was elevated at 2.9. The brucite was 5.45, and the sodium urate as high as 6.5. The uric acid in 24 hours was 659, which is significantly elevated. This patient will get benefit of alkalinization of the urine, and for that reason, we are going to use as modality of treatment potassium chloride 15 milliequivalents PO. BID. We are going to monitor the potassium levels. The kidney function in this patient is consistent with CKD stage 2. Period. Part of the treatment will include the administration of allopurinol and the decreased protein intake, no more than 40 grams in 24 hours. Number two, the patient has at one time a calcium that was elevated at 10.6. However, we couldn't prove the presence of primary hyperparathyroidism. following number, the patient has a history of diabetes mellitus that is under control with the administration of Ozempic and the weight loss. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is mixed and that has been controlled. In summary, we are going to recommend this patient to increase the fluid intake, avoid the use of tea or dark sodas. The volume should be at least 2 liters in 24 hours. We are going to start the patient on allopurinol 300 milligrams every day, and we are going to start potassium chloride 15 milliequivalents 2 times a day, and we'll reevaluate the case in about 4 to 5 months with laboratory workup.